The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. I've just been looking in the mirror at myself, naked, and I'll be honest with you, it's a horrific sight at the moment. I've been staying with Anne, and it's not her fault, but she lives pretty much entirely on corned beef and rice pudding, and because she offers it to me and it's free, I can't really say no to that. So it has taken its toll on my waistline. Yes, horrific. So I thought I'd go running today. Try and shift some of it. Do you run at all? I just wondered if you might want to come with me, or we can work towards running something, or a 5K, or I don't know. Could be good. Could be good for the head. Anyway, let me know. Okay, mate. Bye-bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I went out for my first run today, and I think it's fair to say that I'm not a runner, and I was told as much by a group of rather unpleasant builders that I ran past, who mocking my running style and shouting at me and calling me names like cripple and, you know, unpleasant bullying, I suppose. And what with everything, you know, it just doesn't help my self-esteem. And it's at those moments you think, I really want to say something, you know, or shout back or go and give them what for. But they're all huge, you know, I just feel very low, you know. And as a man, I feel emasculated, frankly. So I'm not sure if I'm going to run again. I hope to. I suppose I'll just take a different route, and maybe if you want to come with me, safety in numbers, etc. Okay, mate, hope you're well.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I understand bullying, mate. I had years of it. I had 16 years of it. A boy called Daniel Hughes. Every day before tuck shop, he used to get me in a headlock and punch me in the face, or he'd put my head down the loo, or lock me in a bin, all sorts. So I really understand that, mate. Funnily enough, very serendipitously, my brother-in-law, who's a prick, but he is very wealthy, and I took him out for lunch, trying to get him interested in the Silk Route Autobahn idea, and he wasn't so keen. In fact, he was quite mocking of me, actually. Called me numerous things, and he said I needed to get a hobby, and that there's a boxing gym not far from us. He does a lot of white collar boxing, but there's a boxing gym, and it's a community scheme probably run by some pretty interesting people, so to speak, but it's free, and it's every Tuesday night from 7. So why don't we go together, mate, and we can train, and then we can run past those builders in a few weeks' time, and if they want to do anything about it, then we can have something in our armory. Wonder what you think. Yeah, great. All right, cheers, Rog. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. That sounds like a great idea, mate. Boxing, yeah. God, I've always enjoyed watching that. Barry McGuigan and Rocky. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, it'd be nice to learn to use the fists and really, you know, have something in the bag for when these things take place. And yes, bullying is something that I suffered with as well. Pretty much all through my childhood, if I'm honest. Colin Logan used to punch me in the face regularly, for no reason either. It was just I think he just didn't like the look of me, and obviously I was weak in his eyes, and so he exploited that mercilessly. So yeah, I got used to sort of ducking and diving, but to have it all brought up again with the builders is painful. So yeah, I'm up for the boxing, and of course the words "it's free" is music to my ears at the moment. As you know, things are tight, so let me know the details, mate, and I'll see you there in my gym clothes. Okay, bye bye.
Hi Rog, it's Bri. Yeah, so I just swung by our new gym, the Peacock Gym it's called, and I met the fella that runs the sessions. Pretty impressive bloke. He's called Terry, and yeah, he just said to just turn up 7 o'clock. You don't really have to have proper gear, you know, just shorts and a vest preferably, and trainers, and just yeah, you know, he said that the biggest step is the first step, and so yeah, well, I said all right, mate, see you then. So yeah, I'm pretty buzzing actually. Yeah, so I think it's going to be really good fun. So just I'll meet you there, mate. 7 o'clock, and we'll get going. All right, cheers, Rog. See you then. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Well, I must say I am absolutely knackered, but thoroughly invigorated. That was a fantastic session, wasn't it? Terry's great. He's really great. Knows his stuff. Sort of the earth, isn't he? And I liked him because I think he spotted something in me. He said that, you know, for a man my age, I was actually quite flexible and brave as well, willing to put my body on the line. And he remarked on my left hook. For someone that's never picked up boxing gloves before, I was chuffed a bit. So already on the first session, that has done me the power of good. Really, really needed that, mate. You looked pretty tasty in there as well, but I could see you blowing. I know what that feels like. I was flagging by the end as well. Anyway, I'll see you for the next one. Cheers, mate.
Hi, Rog. Yeah, it's Brian. Yeah, no, really great session yesterday. Yeah, I was pretty knackered too, feeling it a bit today, but nothing that bad. Yeah, I saw you chatting with Terry. That's really good. I tried to catch his eye, but you know, he's worked his way around the room. I mean, probably get some you know, a breakdown of my progression from him next week, you know. So he said he had a good left hook, did he? That's good. Yeah, no, just I might go for a run later, something like that. Yeah, Anyway, look, speak soon, and maybe we could go for a run together, or you know, because I know it says on my my sheet that week three we actually get to lace up and get in the ring. So that should be yeah, a bit of a challenge, but you know, I'm well up for it. Okay, cheers, Rog, and speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Whew. Yeah. Terry told me that if I wanted to really get my left hook going, you know, with some real impact, then I should probably improve my arm strength a little bit. So I've just done 12 press-ups for the first time in a long time, actually. So yeah, it's going well. He's great, Terry. He's really, really good. Really good man, and knows what he's talking about. I really trust him. In fact, I'm going to go in for a session tonight. If you're around, you fancy popping in and we can hit the bag together, or you know, do a few bits and bobs. Let me know, mate. I'm loving this, loving it. Thanks so much. You're such a good friend. Thank you. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. You've been asked to go to the Thursday night clinic. That's really good, mate. Good for you. That's yeah. No, I haven't been asked about that, so I don't think I'm allowed to go. But that's great, mate. You must see some real promise in you. Yeah. Okay, mate. Well, I won't see you then, but I'll see you on Tuesday night. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I've just come back from the gym. I don't know. I think Terry was a bit he was a bit standoffish with me today. I tried to get his attention, and I wanted to show him that I've been working on the left hook, you know, and stuff, but he didn't seem to be that bothered, you know. I don't know if I've done anything to upset him. Has he said anything to you? I don't it'd be good to know, because he's one of the good ones, you know. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. It's funny with Terry. Look, I did bump into Terry not long ago. I was just having a coffee near the Peacock Gym, and yeah, we did have a bit of a chat. He confided in me, actually, about he's got three boys who's but he didn't see the mother anymore, and they all live in Portsmouth, and he was very upset about that, actually. But no, I didn't say anything about you. And yeah, like you say, he's one of the good ones. But I think he's cancelling the Thursday clinic, because he just needs a bit more time to spend with his family, which is understandable. So I'll see you on Tuesday. Cheers, Rog. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. That's a shame about the Thursday clinic. He didn't mention anything to me about that. Not to worry. He must have a lot on his mind with his boys in Portsmouth. Well, I'm going to go and do some training on my own in the park. You know, it's free. I'll do some press-ups and a bit of running. If you want to come with me, that would be really great. All right, mate. Speak soon.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I don't really know how to tell you this, but Terry's in a very bad way. He's eaten a lot of foxgloves, and then he tried to jump off a bridge in front of a train, but he jumped off the bridge, but there were no trains on that side of the line, so he just badly broke his leg and then threw up the foxgloves. So he is okay, but he's in a bad way, a very bad way. So yeah, I just wanted to pass that on. So I'm not sure what's going to happen on Tuesday, but I'll keep you updated. Awful. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye.
Brian, hello, Brian. It's Roger. God, that's terrible to hear that about Terry. I only saw him this morning, and he seemed absolutely fine. I don't know. I'm at Jamie's parents' evening at the moment. I had to sneak out. He's doing terribly at maths. Christ. Yeah, I saw him this morning, and I asked him about the cancelled session on Thursday, you know, and his boys, and he didn't seem to know what I was talking about. So you must have misheard him or something, Brian. Can I go and visit him? Do you know where he is? Which hospital he's in? This is really, really sad. Okay, mate. Thanks for telling me. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Bri. No news as yet. I was going to tell you, though, mate, that the last thing he did mention to me before we parted company, he spoke a lot about facing your fears. And I just think it would be quite fitting if you and I headed back to the building site where you got that initial grief from, and let's just both run past there proudly, and if we take any shit, let's just turn round and look at them in the eye and say, you want to dance, mate? Let's dance. What do you think? I think we should, in Terry's honour. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I just come out of the dentist. They said the front teeth can be replaced, but it's going to cost over £5,000, so I'll probably leave that for now. I have to say, that was probably one of the worst beatings I've ever taken. And in public as well, it was quite humiliating. Actually, you think you have these boxing skills, and then when it comes to the moment, it just all goes out the window. And they were really riled, I think, those builders, after some of the things that you said to them, racist things. But I know we go blank in the moment, we just reach for the thing that's familiar to us. And they really went to town on me. I can understand you running off. I after seeing what they were doing to me, I might have done the same. I'm a little shaken up today, and a little bruised. Anyway, mate, I hope you got home safe. I'll speak soon. Okay, mate, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I'm sorry about that. I just saw sort of red mist, verbally. And I just, tirade of anger really poured out of me there. I think I obviously needed to release some of those feelings I had about our Eastern European brothers. Look, for what it's worth, one of them chased me for nearly an hour. Seriously scary, especially as I did witness the initial blows that they gave you. I didn't know they were going to use tools, my goodness. So I hope your face isn't deformed. I hope that we can recover from this. The good news is Terry is apparently making a recovery, so that's good, but possibly that is the end of that chapter. I'm not sure how you feel about that. Yeah, wow. Anyway, speak soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.